You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
March 25th, 2019. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Here to celebrate this week's series finale of their hit show, Broad City, Abby Jacobson and Ilana Glazer joining us, everybody! Yes! Also on tonight's show, the Mueller report is finally out. Plus, Democrats have a new plan that'll totally work this time. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. ISIS. 4 years ago, they had a terrorist state spreading across Syria and Iraq. But this weekend, their last neighborhood was officially gentrified.
More breaking news this morning. The ISIS caliphate is crumbling. The last ISIS stronghold in Syria has fallen. Now, that's according to the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. And you'll remember, at the height of their power, ISIS controlled, look at this map, an area the size of Portugal across Syria.
This is great news, my friends. ISIS is gone. And all of Syria's problems are finally solved. Don't Google that. But yes, the ISIS caliphate is crumbling. And I know this isn't the point, but I always think, like, caliphate crumble sounds like a great ice cream flavor. Yeah? Tastes so good, it brings death to your diet. Honestly, now, this has been coming for a while. Like, you could tell that ISIS was getting desperate when they were forced to sell ad space in their beheading videos. Like, this beheading is proudly brought to you by Casper Mattresses. Casper, you'll sleep like you're dead. Oh, in other news, do you guys remember Michael Avenatti? Yeah, Stormy Daniels' lawyer and Vin Not-So-Diesel? Well, for a while, he was on TV every day as a hero of the anti-Trump resistance. He even said he was considering running for president. Well, long story short, he's not going to be running for president.
Michael Avenatti has been arrested for extortion.
Avenatti arrested today on charges that he conspired to commit extortion against Nike. Avenatti allegedly threatened Nike that he would go public with claims the company was paying high school basketball players. He wanted $1.5 million for his client and another $20 million for himself. Avenatti tweeted at 12:16 p.m. today that he was going to hold a press conference tomorrow, but then 14 minutes later he was arrested in Midtown Manhattan.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. He sent out a tweet, and then 14 minutes later, they arrested him. Sounds like everyone's fantasy of what should have happened to Donald Trump. It's also a good reminder to turn off your location whenever you tweet. And, like, what a weekend! What a weekend. Mueller is done. ISIS is done. Avenatti is done. Trump is winning so hard right now. Actually, can someone check on Hillary? Because at this rate, she's gonna be locked up by the end of the day. And finally, moving on to some technology news, Apple is doing everything.
Hey, make room, Netflix and Amazon. There's a new streaming service in the game, and its name is Apple.
Today's event looked a lot more like a Hollywood movie premiere than a major tech company announcement.
Apple also unveiled a magazine subscription service for about $10 a month. Apple also announced a video gaming subscription service, and an Apple credit card was unveiled.
The card is titanium, and your name is laser etched on it. It's the most beautifully designed card ever. And your Apple card is more secure than others. It has no card number, no CVV, no expiration, and no signature.
You know why else that card is secure? Because Apple has already taken all of our money. Yeah. You can't rob what I don't have. An Apple credit card really shows you how successful Apple has become. Basically, they have so much of our money, now we have to borrow it back from them to afford more Apple stuff. And honestly, an Apple card is just super stupid. And I want one so badly. Like, I don't know what it is about Apple. I want everything they make. Like, if Apple made AIDS, I'd be like, I want AIDS. But like AIDS plus. All right, let's move on to today's top story. The Mueller investigation. No cheers? It's hard to believe that it's been a part of our lives for nearly 2 years. Yeah. You realize when this investigation started, two of America's most popular people were Kevin Spacey and Louis C.K. That's how long it's been going on. And now, after 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, and 10,000 Twitter rants, it's finally over.
Tonight, breaking news, the Mueller report. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, finding no collusion.
We finally know the principal conclusions of special counsel Robert Mueller. The Trump campaign did not help the Russians meddle in the election, the report finds.
The cloud of collusion that has loomed large over his presidency for nearly 2 years has been lifted.
No indictments, no charges. So that's it. It's over.
That's right. The Mueller investigation report is in. And it says there was no collusion. And I'm not gonna lie, it's a little disappointing. A lot of us were expecting something different. It's a little bit like coming down the stairs on Christmas morning. You were hoping for a brand new BMX, but instead, you find Santa's dead body. Burnt because your parents forgot to turn off the fire. Like, I guess now we see why Trump just kept on saying, no collusion. He was doing the secrets. You see, you put it out in the universe, and it happens for you. That's all he did. No collusion, no collusion. How many more times? No collusion. Yeah, instead of fighting him, we should just ask him to use his powers for good. Just get Donald to start saying things that we don't want. No student debts, no student debts. No more debt, folks. It's all gone, all gone. And you don't have to be a genius to know that Donald Trump was really excited to hear this news. In fact, we have footage from when he found out that Mueller had let him off the hook.
When it comes to Donald J. Trump's collusion with Russia, you did not collude.
Yeah. That woman was every single liberal in the country all weekend long. Now, obviously, Trump wasn't on Maury Povich getting the results, but he was celebrating just about as hard.
We haven't seen or heard from the president much this weekend, but from what we're told, he has been in a great mood. We know that on Friday, he was cracking jokes at a fundraising dinner. On Saturday, he was playing golf with Kid Rock. And today, he is back out on Trump International Golf Course.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
Now, if you'll excuse me, my Uber driver's waiting for me.
Yes, that's right. After the report came out, Trump was so happy he went golfing with Kid Rock. It's amazing how different human beings are, because for me, playing golf with Kid Rock seems more like the punishment. And by the way, I can't think of anything more disrespectful for the flag than having to spend 4 hours wrapped around Kid Rock's dick. Now, you may have noticed that Trump said Mueller's report totally exonerated him. But that's not totally true.
On the other key question, whether the president tried to obstruct justice, the special counsel didn't give a definitive answer, leaving it to the attorney general to decide whether to charge the president with a crime. Barr telling lawmakers, while Mueller's report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him.
Are you shitting me right now? Robert Mueller spends 2 years investigating obstruction of justice, and his conclusion is, I don't know, what do you guys think? That's not an answer, Robert Mueller! That is the question we gave you! If I wanted my questions answered with questions, I wouldn't get a special counsel, I would get a therapist!
Why do you think you dream of marrying a horse? I don't know! If I knew that, I wouldn't be here. I'd be at home watching BoJack Horseman. But right now, the nuances of the report don't matter to Trump supporters. In fact, they don't care about reading the rest. They've already started their victory parade.
Well, happy no collusion day, Tucker.
Happy no collusion day. That's a good point.
Days.
Years and years of breathless hysteria, lies presented as facts and truth. What is, like, Maddow and all the other MSNBC conspiracy theorists, what are they gonna cover now?
How many of those Democrats do you think are going to apologize today?
You would think they'd have the decency to say, I was wrong, I made a mistake.
Yeah, you know what? I never thought I'd say this, but that Jeff Dunham puppet is right. People should apologize now. But I think everyone should apologize. You know, Democrats who accuse Trump of colluding should apologize. And Republicans should apologize to Robert Mueller because they spent 2 years saying that he was a partisan hack on a witch hunt. And here at The Daily Show, we also need to apologize. I don't want to, but we have to, right? So, Mr. President, we're sorry that we called you a Russian pea-loving, pumpkin-headed colludosaurus. Portions of that name were not accurate. And as it stands, we're all gonna have to wait to get the full details of the Mueller report. But there's one thing that's clear right now. Politically, this was a big W for the big T.
It's a big win for President Trump.
This is actually a big win.
A huge win for the president.
Huge win, hands down.
This is really good news for a lot of people around Donald Trump.
This is a definitive political victory for President Trump and his allies. They are feeling triumphant today.
Yeah, it's true. Trump and his people were really happy today. So happy that Mike Pence even high-fived a woman who wasn't mother. And then immediately apologized. I'm sorry to everyone. But can I be honest? I don't think this was just a win for Trump. I think this was really a win for everyone. I mean, this is great for Democrats because they can move on from collusion now and campaign on the issues that more people care about. It's a win for America because you know that your president isn't a traitor. I mean, how many countries can say that? I mean, all of them, but you know what I mean. It's also a huge win for the children of Africa. Yeah, because they're about to receive a giant shipment of Trump colluded T-shirts. Oh, and for all those taxpayers out there complaining, this investigation was a waste of money, good news, you're also winning. Because Robert Mueller may have spent $25 million on this, but because of him, Manafort had to pay the United States over $40 million. Which I guess is another reason the Mueller investigation was such a big win for Trump. This is the first time he's been involved in something that actually turned a profit. And on that note, we'll be right back.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. After 2 long years of investigating, Robert Mueller cleared President Trump of Russian collusion. And Mueller finally took that vacation.
Look how much fun he's having. Hmm? That's his bathing suit. But even though the investigation seems over, many Trump critics are still hoping that there's something left to be discovered. For more on this, we're joined by our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
What's up, man?
Roy, this is clearly not what many people wanted, but the Mueller investigation has come to an end.
No, Trevor, that's where you're wrong. You're wrong. This ain't the ending, it's just the beginning. See, this whole thing, it's like Iron Man back in 2008. You thought the movie was over, but then boom, Sam Jackson shows up after the credits and he like, yo, sit your ass down, bitch. We got 50 sequels coming. That's what's happening right here. We got sequels coming.
Wait, Roy, how is this just the beginning? Trump won politically. The investigation is over.
No. This investigation is over. We still have the Southern District of New York investigation, the New York State investigation, and the House Democrats investigation. Trump's got so many investigations going, he could be his own Law and Order spinoff. Law and Order Tremendous Victims Unit. One of these investigations has got to bring that hamburger down, Trevor.
Okay, look, I guess, but I just don't think you can assume that this will happen. I mean, Mueller investigated Trump for 2 years and found nothing.
We don't know that, Trevor. Trump's attorney general only gave us a summary of Mueller's report. We need the full report to see for ourselves. You never know. Maybe a couple pages got stuck together. Maybe that part about collusion got covered with a mustard stain. Or maybe Mueller typed no collusion when he meant to type definitely collusion. Spell check is a mother, bro.
Yo, look, Roy, I appreciate you want to check all the boxes, but if Mueller had found Russian collusion, why wouldn't he have prosecuted it?
That's a good point, Trevor. Mueller could be working for the Russians, too.
No, that's not what I was trying to say.
Then what were you trying to say, Trevor? Or is it Vladimir Noah?
Roy, come on, dude. I'm not Russian.
I don't know you.
Dude, are you listening to yourself right now? Just accept that Trump beat this investigation.
But then we need more investigations. What about his tax returns? What about his casinos? What about how his son ain't got no chin? Where did the chins go, Trevor? They ain't got no chin. It goes from chin straight to the mouth, straight from chin to the throat. There's supposed to be something in between. Between the mouth and the throat, supposed to be the chin, and it's gone. Follow the chin.
Roy, calm down, dude. Why are you so hysterical?
Because we have got to get this man out of office, Trevor. I haven't slept since 2006. I can't go 5 minutes without refreshing Twitter. We have to get this man out of office. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way, brother.
Well, I mean, the 2020 election is coming up. Why not just vote?
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
We could frame Trump for murder. I know a dude who's looking to get rid of a body. We'll wait until Trump leaves, then we'll plant the body in the White House.
That's just crazy, man.
You're right. We'll do it at Mar-a-Lago. Less security.
Roy Wood Jr., everybody. We'll be right back.
You're going to go to jail.
show. My guests tonight are the creators and stars of the critically acclaimed Comedy Central series, Broad City. Please welcome Abby Jacobson and Ilana Glazer. Oh, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, that was a nice little move you guys did there with your chairs. You both pulled them one way, and then you pulled them the other way,
yeah,
and then you sat down. And then you sat down.
Yes.
Welcome to the final episode of your show. This is really sad, as if the Mueller report wasn't the saddest news of the day. This is super, super sad. Are you sad, or are you like happy sad, or are you sad sad, or are you sad happy?
I'm happy, sad.
Same.
Why?
I feel so proud of the show that I'm like, yeah! You know what I mean? Like, I just feel so good about the show.
Right.
But I will miss it.
Uh-huh.
I will miss it, but we've been talking about it like it's a sending a kid off to college.
Oh.
Where you're like, I want this kid to go to college, but,
right.
You know, you're sad.
Yeah, you're happy because they're going to college, but you're sad because you had to bribe their way into college. I feel you.
Exactly.
It's let's talk about the show. It really has been quite a journey that has become like a cultural phenomenon. I mean, you have people screaming "Yes, Queen" to you in the streets, which they will do until you are like 100 years old. You realize that, right? Like, what has that been like, creating a show that has become a fundamental part of people's lives? It goes just beyond just the comedy.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think the coolest part about it is when we set out to do it, we started as a web series in 2009.
Right.
And Ilana and I were on an improv team for 2 years before that. And the show is just about our dynamic. It's just about our friendship. And then obviously more than that, but that seems to be what people have responded to the most is the friendship. And that's been the through line throughout the whole thing. And I love that that's like the biggest takeaway, I think.
I feel almost like I haven't been able to process that, what you're asking about, until, you know, now that it's ending, I'm like, you know, there's the space actually to process that. Before it was like, just, I don't know, like we've been on this roller coaster and making this show for so long, and now that is kind of settling in, and it feels phenomenal to me.
It really is a wonderful story because it ties so much into your real lives. That's what a lot of people don't know about the two of you specifically. Like, these are some of the funniest people you can ever hang out with just anywhere you go. You just, like, you carry the show with you. What's interesting, though, is when you started the show, it really was about two really young, you know, women, like 20-year-olds doing their thing. And it feels like the show grew as you grew, and that became part of what you started to write into the show. Was that like a very active decision that you made?
Thank you so much, yeah.
Yes, it's been a very meta experience, the show. Especially the ending has been so... It really, you're watching us grow up right alongside the characters.
Right.
We were just talking backstage about how... I'm like, I don't even know how else to do it, really. You know, we've just been trying to be as true to ourselves as possible, keep learning what that means as the show's going, you know, outside of the show, like,
right.
Who am I?
Uh-huh.
And keep putting that back into the show. And it's just, I guess, kind of like why we clicked creatively and artistically in the first place.
Wasn't there like a temptation? Did you ever have a temptation to just escape reality, though? Because the show started tying into what was happening in the real world. You had Trump winning the election, and then you felt the show change after that. And you had issues happening in the real world, Black Lives Matter, police shootings. You felt the show adapt in that world as well. But wasn't there ever a temptation just to be like, no, our show exists in fantasy? I ask because this is something I wish for my show all the time sometimes. I'll just be like, no, fantasy, none of it is real. Is that something you ever thought of?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do go more fantasy to get a break from that.
Right, yeah.
But I think the more we chugged along season by season, what you're saying is like the world just like, we couldn't get away from it, and it just seeped so much into the show organically that we kind of couldn't separate it fully.
And like that's, I think, just what this project calls for, you know? Like, fantasy is really important and necessary, mm-hmm. I think. But your show and our show, I think it's just not what is being called for. So you kind of got to like answer what is needed at that time.
When you look at what you've done and you look at how much people have loved you together, you know, you've become known as a comedy duo, like sisters in the jokes. And you have been on a journey together, but this is the end of a chapter. Do you see yourselves moving forward together? I mean, you're still going to be friends, I hope, And
But
where do you see yourselves going from here? Is it going to be like the Jordan Peele, you know, Keegan-Michael Key thing? Is that going to be that, like, one of you making movies and then the other person going into acting? Or are you both going to make and act? Is this where you're going?
I'm not going to do the whole thing, vertical thing.
Oh.
But I just talk about how...
Ella's got a thing.
I use this thing, this, like, visual, but really I'm not even going to do it. It's
no,
just
I mean,
that...
Now you got
but now
do
you have
it.
To do it.
What are you doing?
It's like...
It's not even that
it's
long.
It's genius. Okay, it's brilliant. It okay, so it's just like we've learned all the hats. You know, we showran the show and writers and the actors and... editing and, you know, just producing and all of it. And it's like all the hats just stacked up on one project. And now we're up here and it's horizontal now where it's like we have all this whole skill set and we can like scale up by using each skill. Not necessarily. It's just time.
Right.
You know, it just took all the time to do all the hats on one thing.
Yes.
So I think we want to both. We have this skill set now that we've been privileged enough to learn for 5 seasons of TV. So I think we're both going to do a lot of different stuff.
So the hats get wider?
Yeah, the hats flip over.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because the hats are stacked on top of
and
each other.
Like, right.
And then you tilt them over.
Yeah. And then it's
they grow
like,
this way.
Yeah, yes. And then there's like 10
like,
hats, 10
like
rows
top
of hats.
Hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, then you have like a whole row, 10 hats, and then hats on hats.
You're putting hats on hats.
Well, eventually,
so the hats are not like expanding. Because you made it sound like the hats are expanding.
No.
Oh,
you get
no.
new hats.
You get new hats.
But
you
how
get
do the,
new you, hats. You get new hats, Trevor.
But how do the hats balance on the hats? Like the
well,
hats
at first
are,
it's like
hats
they're
round?
Like wobbling, and it's like, whoa, we can only do 5 seasons because there's like so many hats on one stack. And then you like go horizontal, and then it's like, whew.
And I'm then just going to wear this hat today on this project.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm
and
just
going to wear this hat. Alana and I will wear a hat together on this one.
And you're like, just acting
like
on
one
this.
Hats at the same time? Or the same
hat? We get like the same hat.
The same, like a matching hat.
Yeah, we get like two printed at the mall of the same hat. Mm.
When you're building the second row of hats, though, do you have to start with all the hats at the same time so that they balance?
No,
or do you put,
no.
You can just put one, like one higher up?
You can put one higher up.
You have a different array of hats, individually and collectively.
Why not just like stack them all vertically next to each other and then
yeah,
just create multiple ones?
I didn't even want to do it. I like honestly was. I was going
to be able
scare
to
you
see
guys.
All the hats.
I'm sorry.
Have,
this should have been more
it.
About like just like the show. No, it's my bad.
Curious.
People usually just rush past this.
They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so how does it feel?
No, it's just I've stacked hats before.
Yeah, you're a hat stacker.
I've stacked hats.
Oh, you got hats.
Oh, you a
girl.
Yes, I love anyone who knows me knows that I stack hats. And then like this like threw me off. Because that's one of the things I struggle with is because I understood when you're stacking them this way, but then when you put them sideways, then
well,
I was
it's almost like you
thrown.
Got a case like for sneakers, you know, and then you like see them all in your closet, and you're like, oof, that's so much nicer than one stack of hats. You earned the horizontal hat shelf.
And that is how you plan to
that's
move forward.
That's success. That is success.
Multiple hats is the success.
That's what scaling. That's my symbol of scaling up.
Right.
It's to be
the
real.
Next, it's the next chapter, really, is the hats.
I don't know either.
This has been a weird day for me. I feel like it's been an emotional, not roller coaster, just like ride. Just like a ride, you know? Feel like.
I think that's what we serve.
That yeah.
So this is accurate. And
like when I started my day, I was like, this Robert Mueller thing is crazy. But now I'm going home thinking about hats.
Good.
And I feel like that's what your show has done. I feel like that's what Broad City is. No matter what you're feeling in your life, you leave thinking of hats.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, like the hats,
Trevor.
Like a metaphorical hat, like a where you go like, oh, what was troubling in me? I don't know what was troubling me anymore. I'm thinking about hats now.
You're right. We do actually deal a lot with metaphorical hats.
Oh my gosh, we do this year.
Yeah, it really is. Like one of the things in the episodes, and this is something I've been dying to ask you, is in one of the episodes, your character comes out as bisexual, and it's not like a big thing. It's not like a hoo-ha. It's not like a hoo-ha. It's just like no, she's bisexual, and it's just like that's.
Yeah, there's.
It's normal the way it should be, but I was just like, wow.
There is a hat involved. In that episode in particular.
Right. No, there really is.
There actually is.
Yes, but like, why did you choose to do it that way?
You know, because the show, we felt the show has been so inclusive and Alana's character has been so fluid and open.
Yes.
And it's not like Abby's character wasn't, but we never made a big deal about it on the show, and why would we now? But we were able to use the hat. It sounds like we are just all about hats. People who haven't seen the show, they're like, what is this show?
They're going to watch it now for the hats.
They are. But yeah, once we found that, this ugly hat, and it was a way for us to talk about Alana's feelings towards Abby being bisexual.
And it was
or fluid, because we didn't even label it.
Yes.
It was fun to, also, like, as close as Abby and Alana are, they're also, like, sort of, like, standard narrative dudes in a way, where they're, like, not going to talk about it. So they, like, put it on something else, and it was, like, so... It's true of us, and it was funny to like put in the show.
Yeah, Alana's like, so do you think that this is the hat for you?
it's like, just talk about...
Are we talking about the hat, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun...
It was amazing. And can I tell you, the entire show has been phenomenal. I mean, it's great that you've gotten to end it where you feel like the story ends. We're excited to see where you go from here. May your hat stacking be... prosperous and joyous.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having Wonderful seeing you again. Wonderful being with you again. Ladies and gentlemen, the series finale of Broad City airs March 28th at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer, everybody!
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.